Hey, thanks for hanging in and being patient while I took a couple of weeks away from the morning crunch wrap. It is appreciated. Sometimes life gets a little busy and you need to take some time to square stuff away. So we're back now every day with a new episode. You can listen on Alexa now. Just say, Alexa, play podcast, Morning Crunch Wrap podcast on TuneIn, and the latest Morning Crunch Wrap podcast will be right there for you, as well as all of the other places that you've been listening. So again, thanks for your patience, and let's get on with the show. We're back, and this is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, June 3rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Get ready for Robert Pattinson as Batman. The film's director, Matt Reeves, seemingly confirmed the news late Sunday with a tweet. The tweet featured a gif of Pattinson and three bat emojis. It's the latest in twists and turns in the forthcoming superhero film. A rep for Warner Brothers confirmed to CNN on Friday that Pattinson is in negotiations to play the Batman. Warner Brothers is owned by CNN's parent company, Warner Media. Earlier reports that Pattinson and Tolkien star Nicholas Holt were frontrunners for the role had some observers skeptical that the Twilight actor was a good fit as the Caped Crusader. Petitions were launched calling for Pattinson to be replaced even before he'd been officially cast. "Don't make the Batfleck again," one petition implored. That, of course, refers to the controversy behind Ben Affleck taking over the role in Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, and Justice League, a selection that did not go over well with some DC Comics devotees. There was also plenty of heavy support for Pattinson, with some pointing out similar hoopla early on surrounded Heath Ledger's selection as the Joker in The Dark Knight. That performance earned Ledger, who died in 2008 from an accidental overdose, a posthumous Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. CNN has reached out to reps for Pattinson and Warner Brothers for comment. So, we have a new Batman. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. So, picking someone to play the Batman has always been kind of a sticky situation. If you go back to the Batman film from 1989 that they ended up picking Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was a comic actor at the time. He was not known for any serious roles he had done. He was Mr. Mom, for God's sake. And people were all up in arms. Oh my God, how can they cast Michael Keaton as Batman? This is going to be terrible. Michael Keaton made two really good Batman movies, and he did a really nice job with the role. We then had Val Kilmer, who did one movie as Batman, which was okay. Then there was the George Clooney fiasco, which was terrible. Then they relaunched Batman again with Christian Bale, which was a much darker Dark Knight. And then after Christian Bale, we got Ben Affleck. And of course, Will Arnett as Lego Batman. The thing you have to remember is who's playing Batman. While it is important, what's more important is the script. What more important is the story that they're telling? Where are they going? How are they crafting the universe? The George Clooney Batman, while terrible, wasn't all George Clooney's fault. Arnold Schwarzenegger cast as Mr. Freeze in that movie was just terrible. The character was terrible. The dialogue was god-awful. It was just atrocious. And that had nothing to do with George Clooney. Now, neither did the Batman suit having nipples have anything to do with George Clooney, but that became part of the lore of that movie. I think what we have to remember, and I know you're a big fan of Batman. I like Batman too. What you have to remember is this isn't yours to make. It's yours, hopefully, to consume and enjoy. And I get wanting to have the thing that you want to be that thing. But as consumers of art, I think we have to remember that just as often, you have to let the artist run and see what they can do with it. And it's not going to just be the artists, of course. It's going to be all of the suits at Warner Brothers and all of the people who are dealing with the movie, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to come down to the director and him making a movie that makes sense. And that starts with the script, and that starts with everything else. And if it's a terrible script and a terrible premise, it doesn't matter who plays the Batman. So we'll see. Can Robert Pattinson step up and be the Batman? that we all want and deserve? Only time will tell, but until that time comes, maybe just relax. Go outside, enjoy yourself, and look hopefully forward to being pleasantly surprised at how good it is. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say.